Blog Talk Radio.
It is Sister Najima. Assalamu alaikum, fam.
Wa alaikum salam. Yes, ma'am. You know, here in time to leave, we're not talking theory about leaving and having a place of our own. We are actually doing it and talking to people who are doing it and talking to people who are facilitating people to do it. And tonight, we have someone that we want you all to know about and be able to contact if you want to buy land down here somewhere in Georgia. You have reciprocal for Alabama, Illinois, and Carolinas?
Yes, sir.
I mean, you can also do work in those. Well, you can do work in those other states.
Yes, sir.
Okay, but right now we have you in Atlanta, and we have corralled you to serve those people who are coming to Georgia, who want to come to Georgia. Is that okay?
That is absolutely perfect.
Because so far, this negotiated and secured for people, 6 farms ranging from 5 acres to 28 acres. She is specializing in farm land. And she has another 51-acre and 109-acre farm pending. So I would say, if you are seriously interested about coming to Georgia, that you need to contact Sister Najima, and she can help you relocate, get you out of them concrete tapes, and get you down to a place that you can call your own. So Sister Najima, how did get started in this, and why are you so excited about it? And tell us, what do we need to do if we need to move?
Well, you know, basically, I'm excited any way that I can to assist anybody, our people, in owning land per our teaching, you know. Whether you're in, out, or whatever, anyone that wants to own land, it's the best time and a good time to do so. Because, as you know, at one time, it was looked upon as if we were just the slaves to manage the land. But now let's take back our own and work and cultivate and feed our own people. So I'm excited about it. I've retired into this business, and I grew up from the farmland. So my grandfather had a farm, my great-grandfather had a farm, my father had a farm. So it kind of became my little niche because I have a little bit of a history in working the land and knowing what it takes to make a farm grow. Can you hear me?
Dr. Ridgely,
hello?
You there? We can hear you, Sister Najima. It's Dr. Ridgely. He's having trouble with his phone.
Well, I'll also say that, you know, Brother Patrick with his farm has also been very instrumental. We kind of met and we kind of realized that we had mutual interests. And so he has been my consultant in a lot of areas. So I give him a lot of credit for assisting us. And then once the minister did his criterion of July 4th, it just kind of set the tone for what we needed to do, and I'm just excited to be a part and grateful for the opportunities to help us get the land and secure it and do what we need to do.
Am I back on?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I hear you.
I told you they're playing games. They shut me out. Okay, but I heard the last part. So Brother Carlson, if I get shut out, or Sister Ann, you listen in. Y'all step on in if needs be. But she's doing a good job. And, so, Brother Carlton, go ahead on. Did you have a follow-up question?
No, sir. I did.
Okay. Well, Sister Najima, what has been your hardest thing for you to find the land or find a way for people to, in fact, to finance?
So, I think I wouldn't say hardest. I would say that the initial challenge, and I think we sometimes like to put the horse for the cart, is that we don't realize that in this particular market that we have, it is a seller's market. So everything is at a prime, and everything is about time. So before we start actually searching for the land, we need to know how we're going to pay for it, how much can we afford, and how much do we really need. Many times we think we need a good 100 acres. Well, that's not really true. It depends on what you plan to do. So you need to have a plan. My number one thing I would say is you need to first figure out how you wish to acquire the land, whether it be cash or through finance. Do you need a home on that land? Because one of the things that we don't realize is that in order to finance a farm, you have to go through special financing because you have to, all financing companies need some kind of collateral. So on a farm, it's usually the building, the home. And conventional loans in the conventional way of seeking that approval doesn't necessarily show the value of a farm. And I'll give you an example. I just completed one of the 5-acre farms for a family, and he was using his VA benefit. Well, the initial appraisal on this farm came back at like $282,000. And the farm was really worth way more than that. So we had to write a letter in detail that a building, as their appraisal put, was different than a 5-stable barn with electricity and water. Totally different value system. That another building that had electricity and water and mortar was a different value as opposed, and also having a horse area with a concrete pad for washing your horses, running water. All those things add value, but if you don't understand that, you'll tend to have the wrong appraisal value. So the first thing would be the financing and know who to get your financing from.
Okay, now,
second thing,
let's go back to that five acres.
It actually turned out to be
$326,000.
Five acres. It had a 5-stable barn, another outbuilding with running water, like a workshop. It also had a horse pad for washing down your horses with water. It also came with a small pond on it. And it also had it was fenced in with 2 corrals and a house on it.
Oh, it has a house. Okay,
and it had a house.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's good, because a lot of people can understand too. You know, especially people say they want a farm. You know, you can't buy land and think you go farm it and live 20 or 30 miles away. You've got to be on the land.
Correct.
Because
you've got to be on the land.
They will steal your equipment. Trust me.
Absolutely. So, you have to be on your land.
That's right. So you got to be, if you don't have a house there, you're going to have to get one there as soon as you can, even if it's a manufactured home or what's called a motor home, you know, a mobile home, rather. Even somebody even put campers there. You know what I mean?
Right.
But again,
let me interject right there. So you have to be careful, too, because some counties will not allow you to put a mobile home on the property. So you have to first see what the laws are. Sometimes you can put an RV on a property before you can put a mobile home. So those are the things that you have to also look into. You just can't go buy a land and say, I'm going to put my mobile home up there. You have to first find out what the county will allow you to do.
Mm. Well, that's right, because in this county, you can do it, but you got to do it on you got to have at least 2 acres. A mobile home, and it's got to be a double wide.
In Fulton County, you cannot put one at all.
Well, I can understand that from Fulton County, because that is really a metropolitan area.
Exactly.
Right.
So there's different rules that you just have to research for.
Right, and you got to check about the septic tank. And about the water. You know, when
the
you have a well.
Yes, sir.
The perk test. To see if you can put a septic tank in. So this is why it's so important to have someone who knows about farm real estate and not just real estate, because it is quite different. And you got to ask the right questions. You got to know what to look for. For somebody to sell you some swamp in a minute.
Exactly. Absolutely. In a minute. So that's that word when we talk about use for land versus just buying land. You know, you have to know what you're purchasing, and you want it to be useful land. Otherwise, you will be stuck with some property that you really won't know what to do with.
And so where are these people coming from? Why are they moving?
I wish I could say one place, but they're not. They're coming from all over. I'm not sure if anyone's familiar with the Ghazi farm, the Ghazi family that was in the final call a couple of weeks back.
Yeah, we had them on a couple of weeks ago.
Yep, I found them their farm. They told me what they were looking for and the criteria, and I went to work and I found her exactly what she was looking for. At first, because she's not a farm person, she did not realize the value of it until later on. So the Patrick assisted her husband and several other people, and then when she saw the value of it, she realized what a gold mine she really did have. Because, you know, if you're not familiar with farm life, if you see a barn that's missing a couple of boards, you may think, oh, my gosh. But we know in farm life, you just fix that and put some paint on it and you keep it going, especially if you have a barn with running water and electricity. It's great. So she came from Arizona. Her family came from Arizona. I have another family from New York. I have a family that was from Florida. His mother, that was my largest one. Her mother was from Florida, that husband was from Florida, and they came together to buy this land to build their forever home and do organic farming. She also has an organic food truck that she uses for vegetarians only, and she wants to grow her own products. So they're selling their $500,000 house, and they just bought this farm on faith. So,
wow. Now,
everywhere.
Where are they coming from?
D.C., Arizona, Florida,
I don't know. Where do they have, does she have a food truck, right?
She has a food truck in Atlanta, Georgia. She had a home in what will be called Walden Park, which is a very prestigious area. She's selling her home because she doesn't want to live in a community where there's HOAs and restrictions on what she can and cannot do. So they bought the farm.
Well, you know, it's great that she already has an outlet for her product.
Absolutely.
She's going to grow for her truck. That is perfect.
Absolutely. And, you know, when I work with you, I make sure I find out exactly what you want to do with your farm, because it makes a difference on what kind of land you purchase. And
mm-hmm.
And then I can connect you with the people that I've met so far that can assist you with, you know, farming your land and other avenues that assist you. We can do the perk test, the surveys, the land, the soil test, all those things.
And to develop your plan.
Your plan.
Now, when you're talking about the Gosby family, they moved into a real good situation. You want to talk about what that farm was doing before they got it?
Absolutely. This particular farm, and it literally was on the market once before, but it was overly priced. The second time it hit, I jumped on it because it fit their needs. But this farm initially was a bridal suite in a 4-H area. So the person who bought it, the husband bought it for his wife, and she used it to do wedding ceremony. So she got a whole little bridal suite for the bride to change in. It's off by the water, a pier. She also got a whole dining banquet hall that had air conditioning already, a little kitchenette off to the side for that particular venue. And then she also had a whole corral for her 4-H that this woman had, that she could have people come there and do activities as well for her horses. 1, 2, 3 different barns. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. So people can ride the horses?
Three different barns, stables to ride their horses. One with an office in it. Pastures already fenced in. Outdoor, his and her bathroom, and a horse area to wash down the horses. So it came pretty much with everything except for the perfect home, which they have been able to. I haven't seen it since they've done some renovations to do expand in a huge man-made lake that they have that they can also fish in, boat in.
Mm. Wow.
Beautiful.
So,
beautiful.
Yes. So there's a whole lot of different ways to skin this farm cat. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Right.
You just got to know what, you just have to have a plan. So my latest one was the 5-acre farm. I spoke to them because, you know, they're thinking about their retirement. They're in their 50s. I'm going to retire in about 6 years. So I told them, don't look at this as a major cost. If this is your dream home, think about how your land can be useful and can help supplement your mortgage. And so they're going to be boarding horses there. They already have a plan to have animals and chickens. So they're already going to be able to produce as soon as they jump on it.
Okay. Do we have any questions for the caller? Not yet. Open it up, because I know people, they need to talk to this woman right here.
Yes, sir. That's absolutely true.
They need to ask some questions to her and see how they can contact her, what they need to do. I think one thing they need to do is two things. They need to get your book, you and Sister Medina's book, Brother Carlton, in terms of making that move, and they need my book on farming. The Science of Business of Farming versus the Art and Hobby of Gardening. If they talk about farming, they really do need to get the book and study it so they can make a plan. And if they need to get you and Sister Medina's book on how do you go about making that decision that you want to move. So all these things are, again, like Sister Najima says, you really got to do a lot of work, study, educating yourself, and getting in contact with yourself in terms of what you really want to do before you just jump out there and do something. And it seems that the people who are making these moves are making them very intelligently with some good help.
And we do have a caller now, Dr. Richardson.
Okay, bring them on.
Caller with the last four digits, 1498. What's your name and where are you calling from? Caller 1498. You are live. You may want to unmute your phone.
Well, they got all
the
poison
slime. Can you hear me? This
yes.
is Sister Melba from California, and if I'm not mistaken, Sister Najima, you deal with farmland, correct?
Correct. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, because I'm coming back down to Georgia, and I am purchasing a house. So
I do both.
I do believe that.
I do both.
Yes, I do believe that it's not farmland, so I can just listen to this and be ready for when I want to buy some farmland.
So I do both. I don't just do farmland. I also sell homes. I do all of it. Yes, ma'am. So you can always contact me if you're looking for a home. I can assist you with that as well. I do both.
Well, I have been looking. I've looked at a house, and I can't do anything until my dad's house is sold. Medina.
Okay.
And my dad's house is sold. And just as soon as that's sold, then I could do contingency.
Yes, ma'am. We could do a contingency. Yes, ma'am. So basically what you want to do is you want to get your pre-approval based on the sale of your home so that you'll have your buying power. So you know what, how much house to look for and where to look for. And once you get that information, then you can go about, and you can actually go under a contract with that contingency of that house being sold, just depending on how fast you should get your father's house to sell. Right now, it is a seller's market, so if your house hasn't sold in a seller's market in, I would say, 15 days, you might want to look at your pricing on it and see what needs to be done to assist you with that, because it is a seller's market right now.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. thank you. And I would like to get your information.
Absolutely.
Yes, Sister Najima, you want to give out some of your information
certainly.
Now?
Certainly. You can call me. My cell phone number is 404-207-8993. And I suggest text me first with your name and what you need from me, then I will communicate with you with that. Also send your email address.
Yes, ma'am.
It's 404-207-8993.
Yes, ma'am.
So I work with Keller Williams, and Keller Williams, I'm known as Karen Ashley. Just in case you get an email or message from me, okay? But I use both.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. So I'll text and I'll send my email to you.
Absolutely. And then I can also, I also have several people I can suggest you can work with lenders. The key to a lender, it could be in your area, but they must be licensed to loan in the state of Georgia.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much, Sister Melva.
I thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Okay.
Is anybody else? If callers, listeners, if you have want to ask a question for Sister Najma, press the 1 on your dial and we'll bring you on. So we're clear right now, Dr. Richard.
Okay. So, Sister Najma, any other thing that you want to tell the people about what's going on and what to look out for?
Well, basically, it is a seller's market right now. So
what does that mean,
seller's market? A seller's market means that if you're selling a home right now, you're going to get pretty much what you ask for and some. There is not enough inventory available anywhere for the amount of people that want to purchase a home. As you know, we just came out of the pandemic, and the pandemic has put a lot of people in financial strain. And it's also caused a lot of people who are renting to see that their rent increase anywhere from $500 to $2,000 because they're trying to recoup their money. So if you're trying to buy a home, it's more complicated and a little bit more challenging only because everything's in the favor of the person who is selling and there's not a lot to buy. With that being said, you have to make sure you have all your ducks in order. It's all about your agent and what kind of offer that you write. A strong offer versus a weak offer. How to negotiate? Can you flip it from being a cash offer to conventional? There's a lot of different techniques that you have to use in order to win those offers today. And to be quite frank, if you're buying in the 200 range and you're trying to be close to a city such as Atlanta, it's going to be more challenging. And that is because we're seeing the LLCs are buying up the homes in that price range, renting them back out, because there's those who cannot purchase. So they end up renting them out. They stay there for about 5 to 6 years. Property values go down in that particular subdivision, and then they sell. So those are the things that we see right now going on, and that we have to, if you don't have the right agent, it's going to be a little bit more challenging for you. And you have to be diligent, and you have to be steadfast. You have to pray about it. I have one client. We looked at 6 homes, put in 5 different offers, and then one day we saw one, and she hasn't even seen the home, and I said, just trust me on this. I put in the offer for her, $20,000 over asking, and we actually won that deal, and it actually appraised for $1,000 more than what she offered. So it's just a matter of doing the research and knowing the market.
Mm. Well, you know, for me, paying $20,000 more is a loser.
She had buying power. She was already pre-approved for a range up to $300,000. This particular house was on the market for $270,000. After doing the research and knowing how the market has been swinging, I told her, let's go in at $291,000. It came back appraised at $292,000. So she has equity in her house, even though it's $1,000. And we were able to secure the deal. She hadn't even seen the home yet, but because I knew her likes and what she wanted, part of what I do is about trying to know and understand exactly what each client wants, each buyer wants, each listing wants, so that we don't waste our time, and that when we go, it's something that they're looking for.
So has she already sold her home?
Yes, sir. I sold her house first. Her house sold in 3 days.
Okay.
So typically,
how much did the house sell for?
Her house sold for $270,000.
Okay.
She had buying power up to $300,000. So typically, what I do is I'll tell you, let's find the house that you want first in this particular market, because your house, once you list it, it's going to sell in a weekend.
Okay.
And I need for you to have a place to go.
Wow.
Normally, you would tell someone to sell your house first and then, you know, kind of contingent upon it. But right now, you need to be able to have a place to go, because it's harder to find than it is to sell.
Okay. Now, wow, that's, now I get that, that's kind of rubbing my brain a little bit right there. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
That you got to find the house that you want first and then put your house on the market, because more than likely your house is going to go fast and you don't want to sell
absolutely.
Your house and not have a house to move to. That's interesting.
That's absolutely true. The last time I mentioned that was the VA farm for 5 acres. We spent 2 months looking for their farm and putting in offers and losing. We finally received one, won an offer, and I told him, I said, okay, so now it's time to put your house on the market. I literally had 2 open houses scheduled for a Saturday. I listed it on a Friday night. Open house was Saturday and Sunday. I canceled the Sunday open house because I had too many offers already.
Wow.
4-hour open house. Yeah.
Wow. Wow. That's interesting. So, okay,
yeah.
I hope y'all heard that. So if y'all got, y'all trying to get out and move, you can sell your house. She'll help you, as a matter of fact, because people want your house. And now you got to find out where you want to go. And then, you know, lock that down, because somebody go buy your house so you can get out of it. So that's interesting.
I do have another client. He's from the islands. He's already built his own home in the islands, and so he wants to take advantage of this market. So I'm listing his home on August the 15th because he wants to take advantage of this seller's market. So a home that he has that he probably really paid maybe $120,000 for, he's probably going to make a good $100,000 over that easily. Because if we're going to list it at $240,000, he's probably going to get a good $280,000 for it. He's going to pocket that money, move into something small for like the next 4 years until he retires and returns home to Jamaica. But he wants to take advantage of this market that we have right now. Glad I literally told him, we're not putting it on the market until you find some place to go, because that's how fast your house is going to sell.
Wow.
Because I could be another kind of agent that, sure, let's put it on the market. No, I want him to have a place to go before we do that, because it is going to move that fast.
Wow. Wow. How long have you been in the real estate business?
Actually, you know, I just did it just during the pandemic. But I've
really?
Been around it for some I've been around it for some time. Customer service, the corporate world prepares you for a lot of things.
Well, I'm so glad that somebody finally decided to come to Georgia and to be a real estate broker to help people find farms, because they keep messing with me and Brother Carlton and Sister Vegeta and Sister Ann about helping them find places, and I've been trying to help people find places, and then they don't come through. So now I can send them to somebody who they can work through and who can help them to do it, because I was doing it for nothing and getting nothing because they didn't do nothing. But now we got somebody who knows what they're doing. They can help you make it happen. I am so glad. I've been turning people on to you, Sister Najima, you know, because, you know, you're doing us a favor and them a favor.
I'm very grateful. And, again, like I said, Brother Patrick has helped me send people my way as well, and he's a wealth of information as well as you, Dr. Rossi. The two of you are very instrumental in helping our families get those farms and knowing what to do with them once they get them.
And we have a caller, Dr. Ridgely.
Oh, okay. Yes, sir.
Caller with the last 4 digits, 5178. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Assalamualaikum. This is Sister Majida in Brownwood. How are you all doing this evening?
I thought I knew that.
No,
go ahead.
Praise be to Allah. I just want to say I'm glad too, Dr. Ridgely. Thank you so much, Sister Najima. This is greatly needed, greatly needed. You know, having people that we know and trust to help us in this process of selling homes, because there's so much going on out there, and we don't know. I'll speak for myself. We don't know the market. We don't know, you know, what's this and what's that, and you know. Just trying to do real estate in kind of a sharky kind of environment, it can really be taxing.
Ma'am.
We were able to save, by the grace of Allah, our father's home from a reverse mortgage foreclosure. It took us a little over a year to do it, a lot of fighting, a lot of learning, a lot of praying. And we had a broker that we were working with initially, but you know, it was too much double speaking and this, that going on. And I'm like, look, we're going to pray to Allah. We're going to do the best we can on our own, because it's going to be ours to lose. Somebody try to take it from us. So
yes,
as
ma'am.
My sister said, you know, we're trying to take advantage of the seller's market. And I hear you speaking about that fast turnaround. And I tell you, the environment that, or the neighborhood that my father's home is in, those houses are going like hotcakes. Not on
yes,
the market
right.
long all,
at
all.
All.
And it's like a blessing, but at the same time, it's a little bit of a concern, because we want to sell our home, take advantage of the market. We want to sell our home and we want to invest, you know, in some properties
yes.
elsewhere. But we have people that live in the home. So, like you say, we have to be smart about, make sure you find that spot first.
Yes, ma'am.
Because the way things are going, we don't want to put ourselves, those that live in the home, in a bind to where, you know, now they're basically, you know, out on the street. I wanted to ask you, though, is it just the cash offers when the house turns, you know, in like those 5, 4, 7, 3 days? Are those just for cash offers?
9 times out of 10, cash offers will close fast. So if you see a house and you check and it's closed already as terms, or you'll see sold, it typically was a cash offer. Cash offers are less expensive to everybody. But you have to be careful with cash offers. And I'll go back to the farm I just sold. When we listed their home at $243,000, I got a cash offer sight unseen for $261,000 from the LLC. Never saw the house, didn't care, but all they cared about was the location and that, what they had planned to do with it. And the next day, we got another offer from a lady for $265,000.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost as if you would think that the LLC could see what was going on, because the next morning, they went as high as $267,000.
Wow.
So I'm telling my couple about this, but I had also, because see, part of being a real estate agent, for me, my word is important to me, and my character means everything. So I could have told them, you know, let's go for this higher offer, or because another one came in like the next day for $284,000, but I had to sit down and explain with them, listen, $284,000 may sound like the best offer, but let's look at the terms. This LLC has $267,000. Let's look at the terms. And the terms are not going to be beneficial to them. Just because they have the highest offer doesn't mean it's best, because they would have to be out in 20 days. And they live in
right.
a house.
And that's,
they weren't prepared.
Right. And that's
exactly
what we're dealing with. Right.
Yeah, you
so
have to look
almost
at the terms.
Our advantage to go through a conventional loan that may take 30, 45 days and not just jump at that cash offer, because, again,
that's,
we have people
right.
that have to relocate their lives, and that's real.
Absolutely. So we ended up doing the deal with the lady for $268,000. We did not do the $284,000 because I had to advise them, this is a VA loan. If it doesn't appraise, you're not going to get that money. You're never going to see it. You're still going to be right back down to your $2-something. At least this particular person with the $268,000, she had the cash and was willing to waive her appraisal and pay over the appraisal amount. So that was a conventional loan. You can make those decisions and put the amount of money in it if you have cash. So just because it looks great doesn't necessarily mean it is great. Because it allows them to close on one day, close on the 21st, close on the house they were purchasing on the 23rd, and still have 5 days later to move everything out. You have to look at how it's best beneficial. So I could have told them, let's go for the higher one because it would yield more money for me, but would that be the right thing to do? So
exactly.
After a lot of discussion, we realized the best thing to do with all parties involved was take the offer that's going to yield you the money, but also yield you the peace of mind and time to move out.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Absolutely.
Praise be to Allah.
Yes, ma'am.
Being that kind of realtor, yes, ma'am. Praise be to Allah. Thank you. Thank you. And
yes,
my sister
ma'am.
Has your
Thank
information,
you.
So
awesome.
We're set.
That'd be great.
Thank you.
Perfect.
Sister.
Perfect.
Well, I'm...
I'm just listening here, and I'm saying, wow, I don't know a darn thing about that real estate game. I don't know a darn thing. And I am so glad that we got somebody that's one of our people, the nation, that loves the minister, loves the people, and is here working to help the people make the right decisions. Because, you know, it is a little complicated. You got to do your homework. And so we're glad that we got somebody like you, sister, who can help us make it happen. And you're making it happen. So all praise is due to Allah.
Well, if it's something that I don't know, and I will tell you that I do not know everything. I have friends that I work with, people I will call and ask a question. I have a really good friend. He's a real estate attorney for Chick-fil-A. If there's any questions, I reach out to him for his assistance. So I always try to make sure I put the customer first, make sure we're doing everything in the right possible manner. So that's part of my objective.
Well, you know, I really, you know, the reverse underground railroad is in effect. In other words, you know, the people are getting out of those terrible situations up north, where things are falling apart, and
yes,
making a move. And I'm glad that they're not just all moving into Atlanta. They're moving outside into the countryside now. Go ahead, sister.
Yeah, I just want to also say that the other reason why you see some of your buyers is the interest rates are low. If you're able to get a fixed interest rate at under 3.5, it's excellent timing for that. Not everyone is getting farms. I have another young lady who just was a first-time home buyer, and she was able to get like 2.8 on a home for 30 years. That is wonderful.
Mm.
You know,
mm.
But that kind of interest rate, you may have a 30-year note, but if you double up on it, you can turn it into a 15-year. It just depends on the circumstances. Put yourself in a position that you can have the best success. And it starts with having all your docs in order, your documentation. If you're self-employed, if you have a W-2, or have you done your tax returns, things like that. Those are the things that you're going to have to need in order to get those pre-approvals. Or if you don't have, or if you have the cash, you have to be able to demonstrate that ability, because you're basically asking someone to take their house off the market and give you 30, 45 days, or what, 15 days to get your finances in order to purchase it. So one of the things I like to make sure of is that you have everything ordered. I don't do financing, but I can direct you to someone. I have a couple of people I work with very well. Or if you need to get your credit together, they'll put you on a plan to start working through that. And it's been so successful so far.
That is so great. Well, if I was in the market to buy something, I'd definitely talk to you to buy it. But I'm not right now in the market of buying something. I'm trying to make some things happen on Muhammad Farms, and we got to, when
yes,
we get
sir.
To a certain point, we're going to contact you for some other reason. But it's so glad to know that we got some people who know what they're doing out here, and it's good to know now that black folks are thinking about, you know, moving on up, but
yes,
on up, not up to the apartment in the sky, but down on some ground. Is that what you really call it? No, I heard somebody in the background. You got any more callers? Okay, so remember now, all y'all who are looking to come into Georgia, check with the sister here, and you also work in other states as well, right?
Yes, sir. I have the ability to do that, and there's a couple of other people that I know that are within our nation that also can assist in other states that I can definitely do referrals to.
Okay, y'all heard that. So we know people in other states who she can refer you to if you don't want to move
absolutely.
To Georgia. So this is one stop shopping.
Absolutely. Well, you know, we should be a network. We should be a network. So what you want for your sister and brother, you want for yourself. So, you know, I believe in sharing that. If there's something that's that you need in another state, that we have a sister or a brother or someone that's working in that industry, then I definitely will refer you out to them, because I know that they'll take care of you also.
Okay. Well, it looks like we on the move. And like I said, we're not moving to that deluxe apartment in the sky. Why would you want a deluxe apartment in the sky? How about having a nice home on the ground? Okay, it's just it's amazing how they have made something that's completely ridiculous seem great. You know, you're going to live up 20, 30 stories off the ground, and we saw what happened down there in Florida. Okay? It just doesn't make any sense, but that's what they're doing. They're packing and stacking, and people, why would you want to buy something up in the air like that? No ground at all? So now we have an opportunity to get yourself grounded and, hey, be able to grow you some food. I love the idea that the person who has that food truck, that's, to me, that is one of the smartest ideas ever, is to get a food truck and then get you some land to grow for your food truck, some of the products for your food truck, because that's where the money is at. It's in the retail, selling them food that's cooked. You know, I tell people it'd be great if you could buy your farm, grow some food, and cook it in your food truck, but if it bursts, even get you a food truck, get your market established, and then get you some land to grow for your food truck.
Absolutely. Growing up, that's exactly what my grandfather, great-grandfather did, and my father. We didn't just have a farm for ourselves. You know, my mother taught me to can food and freeze things for the winter and things of that nature, but we also sold those products. So it was definitely a need for it. You always seem to have more than what you need for yourself.
So the old way of doing things was you grow for your family, and then the excess you would sell.
Absolutely.
And that's what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad has taught us, even for we would grow for our own selves in America, then we'd ship or sell the rest to other people, but you grow for yourself. And we had a system that we did that, but they broke that system up by making us think that we can make a lot of money just growing a single product for the market. And then we got caught up in that trap to the land for Hawk to get the equipment. And then the USDA started playing games with the loan, and we wound up losing everything. So now we have to think more strategically. We don't want to put ourselves all our eggs in one basket as such and try to do large-scale farming with just one or two crops, but then get stuck with the cost of production going over the value of the product and being fixed on the quote-unquote. What's that noise going to cost? Depending on the big markets, and they control the prices. Where you get your own niche market for the products that you grow, that you know where you can sell it right to the consumer, or right to a restaurant, or to at the farmer's market, where you got your own customer base that you can depend on, instead of you depending on trying to sell to the overall national market and get caught in the game with the big fellas who just send to dampen prices. So you got to think strategically now. So, you know, and the key is, don't think you'll get no land and not live on it and run you some cows there and come see them once a week. If you come there one week, they ain't going to be there. They're called cattle rustlers. So any closing remarks? First of all, are there any other callers for the call? Brother Carlton?
Well, I think he unmuted me.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and I just want to say to Sister Najma, I applaud you for what you are doing. You have done what everyone should do in their profession. You have made contacts. You can put people in touch with other people. You know how to get financing. You can do it all, and I applaud you for that. And you're just an all-around good person to have as a real estate agent, and I just had to say that because I am so impressed that you have gained the knowledge that you gained and are using it. So thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Sister. Once again, I say I am truly grateful for the opportunity to help anybody to achieve their goals of home ownership, whether it be farm or a single family or whatever, or multifamily. You know, character and integrity is extremely important in any profession, and so I do this because I have a love for it. And of course, it is my way of taking care of myself, but it's also a love that I have for it. And so I appreciate those words, and all praise is due to Allah. Thank you so much.
Yes, and you can tell that the love for it is there. The way you have built a support network to help you to help others.
Yes, ma'am. I am thankful for that.
Yeah, and she's a fast learner too. So
it also
shows that you don't have to do everything and be doing something forever to be successful. But if you do the right type of study, the right type of homework, the right frame of mind, and you are sincere and going to win in your mind, you are going to win. You are going to be successful. I think you are proof of that, sister. So yeah, great example for the rest of us who are tippy-toeing. And don't want to go ahead and step out there on that limb, test your faith on the water, and throw your bread out there on the water and see what comes back. So we thank you for your courage and your dedication, and it's going to help those people. So don't call Dr. Ridgely. If you're looking for some property, don't call Dr. Ridgely. Najima, and she will put you in a home.
Okay,
let her
give that information.
Contact me. Yeah, okay, my number is 404-207-8993. So text me your name, your email, and then we'll start the communication going from there. And then I will kind of connect you where you need to go once you find out what your goals are and what the objectives are with the call.
And I would like to say that Brother Patrick is great. If you're looking to do some farming, small-scale farming, you need to contact Brother Patrick. He's doing it, and he's glad to help you. Thank you very much.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I hear that. I heard Gloria Gaynor in the background.
Assalamu alaikum, family.
Wa alaikum salam.
Bye.